everyone. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And this is Bobby Dooley, along with my husband, Steve Dooley. Steve.
Hi, buddy.
And we have been asked by Phil to do some fill-in for him. And we're very, very grateful to do that. A lot of very interesting people have been doing fill-in. Who was the gentleman?
Bob Green.
Bob Green did some fill-in. By the way, Dale Kanugian is our engineer, a new engineer. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Hi.
And you can turn the music down now because...
Yeah, Dale, I told you about that, didn't I?
Let's not direct the help.
Oh, sorry.
While the mic's hot, is what Phil says. And I said to him, well, don't you mean, Mr. Hendry, when we're on the air? And he said, well, we're not really on the air because we're downloading, you know?
Yeah, it's part of the download.
Yeah, we're downloading, and some people are uploading, but we're downloading, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So thank you anyway, Rick Kanugian. Is it Rick?
Yeah.
All right. Rick he's a replacement. The original engineers we had.
Well, we had a couple different ones.
Rick, who were the other engineers that we had? Do you remember? Well, anyway, we're good to go with Rick.
Good to go with the Kanugian.
Good to go with Kanugian. So this is, I don't know how many different shows that we've done filling in for Phil. Many people very fondly remember the Bobby Dooley podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And those are featured on our archive page, I believe, on the Phil Hendry website. So if you want to go and take a look at some of those, you can. They're the Bobby Dooley podcasts.
Yeah, that's the different people.
Of the different people that we interviewed. Today I want to get into a couple of topics here, filling in on the Phil Hendry Show. And one is our eldest son, Dylan. What are you shaking your head for?
Well, I mean, you want to say?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't think appropriately.
Well, yes, it is appropriate, Steve. You know what? I am sorry that I asked you.
Well, now that you did.
Well, now that I did, don't. No. We're going to talk a little. What do you mean, appropriacy?
In fact, well, having a kid zip it up.
You know, when you say zip it up, it has a very definite connotation. Zip me up. Here's what we're proposing to speak about and will, in fact, speak about on the program today. I asked my eldest son, who's going on 17... to zip up my dress for the gala the other night that we were having at the community center here at Western Estates. It's our 13th gala. It's a fundraiser, and it is for the Bauhau Foundation and the How Now Brown Cow Foundation. These are very important stepping stone charities toward the full figured girls. Eventual...
rehabilitation.
The rehabilitation, yeah. So the How Now, the Bauhau and the How Now Brown Cow, both of those are very, very important stepping stone charities toward the rehab of the full figure. We've got a lot of those gals. None of them are the mothers, and that's by design. I don't say that by design in the sense that we prohibit any kinds of homeowners from living here, but we are very lucky in that the stylings... and the beautiful floor plans and the whole atmospherics of Western Estates leads very attractive people to want to live here. Now, one thing you cannot control are the genetics, and a lot of them have had the full figures, the full figured ones.
Yeah, a lot of the mothers have given birth to the big kid.
And we're trying to, so we'll take those big kids because you...
Honey, you want some water?
If you don't, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I almost spit up.
You're not, baby, please. You're not doing any kind of bulimia, are you?
No, I'm not bulimic anymore. Here. Thank you, honey. I'm fine. No, my husband worries because I did have a little bit of a disorder there for a while. What we have are a lot of very, very attractive homeowners. We're blessed. But as I said, that's by design because... we have a very attractive gated community. It is gated. And in our gated community are the different floor plans, and it's gated and everything, you know.
We can't really get into it right now.
Yeah, we can't get into it right now, but you understand. So when we have these very handsome, well, we've got very handsome couples like...
Sweatins.
The Sweatins. Those are the first people that come to mind. The Sweatins, the Jillabies, Chris and Andel.
Yeah, the Gadners.
Oh, the Gadners. Wolfgang and Greta. And we're very, very lucky that way. But they have had all three of those gals were pregnant shortly after moving in. And all three of those gals gave birth to, bless their hearts, little girls. And we didn't know it at the time, but there's no way. A lot of times when you've got the big woman and the big man, you get a big kid, you know?
Yeah, well, we were talking about Jimmy the Greek, you know?
Well, we were talking about Jimmy the Greek, only to say a lot of you don't remember Jimmy the Greek, and that's a good thing. We were not quoting Jimmy the Greek, and we want you to know, even though you may not have ever heard of him, that we're not quoting Jimmy the Greek, even though you may go back and look up to see who he is, and then you'll say, why did you do that? Because now all we can think about is what Jimmy Greek said.
Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek said. Well, no, we didn't, and no, you aren't, and you're just all wrong. What we're saying...
Yeah, don't just forget about Jimmy Greek.
Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah, Jimmy the Greek. Forget about Jimmy the Greek, because even though he said that when you marry the big woman with the big man, you get a big kid, that's not even the case.
The what?
The case.
No, it isn't the case, because these are very attractive parents, slender, fit, a lot of tennis, a lot of golf, swimming, a lot of activities, dancing. We have a really silly dance that we hold in the community center at the beginning of summer. It was Steve's idea. It's called the Ooga Booga. And you've heard that term used over and over, either in movies or at ridiculous times. You know, Steve?
Yeah, it seemed like Ooga Booga just comes up. And so we just said, well, let's have a summer dance called the Ooga Booga.
Right.
And so...
I'll do the rest, Steve.
Sorry.
So everyone comes dressed in a grass skirt with a sort of a straw hat, war paint. No, we're not talking about blackface, just a little bit of war paint. Who was the man that was talking?
Well, that was, I think, a guest on Mr. Henry's show.
We did hear a man talking on Mr. Henry's show about pretending he was a witch doctor. Was that a priest?
No, but it was a very serious discussion about the witch doctory.
Yeah, well... He was a homeowner here, and I don't remember the man's name because he moved in and moved out, but I think he attended one of our Ooga Booga dances because he pretended to exercise.
Yeah, there was a blood doctor or something.
Was it Dr. Sadler?
No.
We'll have to find out who it was. He would pretend to be a witch doctor to exorcise evil spirits from people that didn't know any better, and apparently he used that phrase, Ooga Booga.
Yeah, he'd go, Ooga Booga, ooh, and pretend like it.
Right. We are getting some phone calls right now. Rick Kanugian, yeah, go ahead.
They're really irritated with your husband.
Say it again.
They're irritated with your husband.
All right, we are getting phone calls into our master control from people saying, would you please have Steve shut up? I don't know, honey.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? Oh, my God.
I don't know, but that's the request, right, Rick?
Oh, yeah, they don't spend.
So if you could just not talk no more, or not talk anymore, however you say it.
Well, I mean, I get to be a guest host.
Rick, were they saying don't talk no more, or...
Well, I'm saying just...
Hold it down?
Uh-huh.
So hold it down, if you wouldn't mind, honey, all right?
All right.
I'm sorry, honey, but the word did just come in now to Rick Kanugian. Please have the husband, you know, slow it down.
Well, I said shut up, but then you say don't shut up.
To shut up, but don't totally shut up.
Yeah, what a jip.
So now I forget where we... Oh,
We're talking about the Ooga Booga.
Ooga Booga?
I mean Ooga Booga.
Ooga Booga. That's the name of our dance. We go, everyone, everyone. And generally when I send out an email, I'll entitle it everyone with an exclamation point. So it'll say, everyone, it's time for the Ooga Booga, which is, as you know, our summer kicking off dance, or the kicking off, it's the summer kicking off against dance, something like that.
Yeah, we just have people... come in and dance the Ooga Booga.
See, that's an example of nobody wants to hear you.
Yeah, we just got a phone call on it.
See, they just got a phone call on it.
All I said was the Ooga Booga.
Stephen, I didn't make the rules. We agreed that if people call and ask you to clam it up.
Well, they didn't ask to clam up.
It's not a full clam up, right, Rick?
No, just down.
Hold it down. So our Ooga Booga, which was invented, or I should say developed, or it was your idea, it was my husband Steve's idea. We wear grass skirts, we wear war paint, we have straw hats, and we jump around like we're monkeys. You know what monkeys look like? No, it's not racisms. And one of the very unfortunate things about having money is people and living in a community where, coincidentally, not by design, but just it happens to be that everyone here is white, but we have had black residents. Just want people to know that.
Yeah, we've had a couple, like Dr. Roundin.
Dr. Roundin was one, and...
Yeah, and then we had a pro football athlete, and we had another doctor, and...
We had a couple of families, they were both doctors, and one was a pro football athlete.
Yeah, I don't forget which sport.
As a pro football athlete, we don't know what sport it was.
Football?
Rick Kanugian just came. Rick, I don't want you to keep talking to me, only when we have an emergency.
No, it was about football.
What was?
Pro wrestling.
Oh, yes, he was in pro football. What team did he play for?
I forget.
Well, it couldn't have been an L.A. team.
No, they weren't. Legs.
So, we're doing a lot of side talking here.
Yeah, a lot of people calling into the team, gentlemen.
We're getting a lot of the calls for you to shut up, Steve.
Well, I don't...
Would you shut? So today we're going to talk to my, but I do want to just close up the thoughts about our homeowners association. And we do have wonderful, wonderful people here, but at our homeowners association. But today we're going to be talking to an applicant to the Circle of Taste. Yay. The Circle of, I wish we had some kind of fanfare music for that. Yeah, if you could find us, Rick, thank you. We're going to find some fanfare music for the Circle of Taste. I just love... You have some, Rick?
Yeah, I think I have that.
Okay, let's do it. So today, we will have a Circle of Taste applicant. Yes. Oh, I like this.
It's part of the Circle of Taste.
I think it's because of, you know, the Circle of Taste.
Thank you, Rick. Rick just told me this is... No, stop the music. Okay, this is great Circle of Taste music. The song is called Here Comes the Rain Again. A lot of the gals, myself included, look upon our annual Circle of Taste applicants with some reservation. And so in many ways, this song signifies the overall depression that we feel having to review applications from women to our Circle of Taste. Some of them are big, big women, and their breath isn't good. Their personal hygiene is suspect. And oftentimes, when it's a Circle of Taste applicant, we just think to ourselves, shoot. I wanted the singing to come in there. Oftentimes, we think to ourselves, uh-oh, it's another Circle of Taste applicant. I know what that means.
Oh, wow, that's perfect, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Falling on my head like a new emotion.
I mean, don't wear it out.
Oh, it's not that great.
Rick Kanugian just said it wasn't that great.
Don't wear it out.
I'm not wearing anything out. I'm sorry I ever started talking to you. Where'd the music go?
It's over there.
Hey, Kanugian, you don't run the show here.
Steve, I'll handle it.
You're getting calls about it.
We're getting calls about you to... They need you to shut up anyway. Rick, don't tell me what to do, all right? So, the Circle of Taste music. Here, let me do it. I want to push the button. Let me do the button there. Today on the Bobby Dooley show, filling in for Phil Hendry, we are going to review one of our Circle of Taste applicants. Her name is Annie Pounder-Pelly, or as we call her, Annie Pounderama. Okay. And you know something? Every year when we have our Circle of Taste applicants, I look at the other gals who are Circle of Taste board members, and I say to them, uh-oh, here comes the Circle of Taste applicant. You know what I feel, and I think you do too.
Here comes the rain again.
What do you want?
Oh, you know, they're there.
You hit it kind of hard, honey.
Yeah.
I hit it kind of hard. What'd you say, Rick?
You hit it kind of hard, don't
you? He said I hit it kind of hard. What did I do? I go, this sir. Oh, stop. All right.
What you do?
So, Rick Kanugian, let me just say something to you. Come here for a minute. I told you to shut your... Get in there. Get in there. So today we will be talking with one of our Circle of Taste applicants, little Annie Pounderpelly, or Annie Pounderama. And we call her that because she just keeps pounding away at the door of the Circle of Taste. She wants to be a member, but she also keeps pounding away at the pound cake. Yeah.
She does.
The one thing that I think will hold her back.
Booga booga.
Kill the music. Don't talk to me, Rick, when the music is on. What? People are calling in and telling you to shut up again, Steve.
God damn it.
This is the Bobby Dooley Show. And today we're going to be talking with Annie Pounderpelly, one of our Circle of Taste applicants. She can't stop eating, but she can't stop pounding at our door. Uh-oh, I guess,
Here comes the rain again.
Yeah.
Falling on my head like a memory.
This is how I feel when we get a Circle of Taste applicant.
Yeah.
I want to walk in the open wind.
I don't want to smell another applicant.
Want to dive into your ocean.
Hopefully it's cologne.
Walk with me.
Kill it, kill it.
And talk.
Why did you do that, Steve?
I'm just getting into it.
Yeah, a lot of people are calling in.
A lot of people are calling in.
Where'd the music go?
I killed the music because I don't want to hear you bellowing like an ape. I don't want to hear you bellowing.
Bobby.
I don't want to hear you bellowing like the zoo ape. Like the zoo ape in all of us. Keep it inside, Steve. Keep it inside.
Woo! Here comes the rain again.
Here comes another applicant. Well, let's just talk to her. Let's not keep everybody in suspense. Let's talk to our latest Circle of Taste applicant, Annie Pounderpelly, or as we like to call her, Annie Pounderama. She's a great, great gal. She's working right now at her second job, which is... am I to understand, Annie, that you're a short order cook?
No, not a short order cook. What I do is I help out at my kid's school, and I work at the cafeteria.
Well, what do you do there?
Well, I manage the cafeteria, and I make a lot of butter buns. And, I know you're overweight. There's no question about overweight.
Well, we told you that in order for you to become a member of Circle of Taste, you'd have to get the pounds off, right?
I intend to do that, but it's a school year right now. It's not talking so much here.
So when do you think you'll be ready weight-wise to reapply?
Well, hopefully, I just put up an application today. And hopefully, we'll get down to the target weight sometime in July.
In July. How much do you weigh now, if you don't mind me asking?
280 pounds.
280 pounds?
Yeah, what's it to you?
What's it to me? Wait.
God, I'm sure, Pounderpelly.
Well, Steve.
Steve, shut up.
Oh, Steve, oh.
Yeah, Pounderpelly, you sound like you got something to swallow.
Okay, look, Steve, either you be quiet or we got to kick you out of the studio. Annie, what I'm asking you is, you've got to get down to 120. You understand that?
No, no sweat.
No sweat?
I can do that. Well, I'm talking about the kids at school.
You're so large that we can't understand what you're saying. You understand that?
Yeah, that's what I do.
And I don't like being called Dooley.
I don't like Dooley.
Get out of here.
Dave, I told you Pounderpelly was a problem.
Pounderpelly, the reason why we want her in the Circle of Taste is she was a model at one time, and I've seen pictures of her when she was modeling in Vogue. She was in British Vogue. I saw it, right, Steve?
Yeah, she always said British Vogue.
That's exactly what I just said.
All right.
She was in British Vogue, a number of fashion magazines. So the thing that bothers me is that she looked really good, really hot, and I think she'd be a wonderful addition to the Circle of Taste. But now, she's up around 280. She makes butter buns and butter scones for her kids' school, working in the school cafeteria, and walking around with a little bit of that butter grease on her cheeks. That was the one thing that I objected to.
Yeah, well, you only go to see her, you see the sheen.
Yeah, when you go to see her, like I went and visited her 2 weeks ago just to give her an update on her application, and the butter grease on her cheeks, it literally, it shimmered. That's how I knew where she was. I asked Annie Hundicott, where is Annie? And she said, she's down there working in the kitchen. And I looked, and I saw the grease shining through, I don't know how many people were down there, but you could see the grease sort of glinting off her cheeks. And I said, thank you, I could find her.
Yeah, that's it's unfortunate.
So when you have to find someone, and you're able to find someone by way of the butter grease shimmering off their cheeks, that's not a good sign. So, like we say, that's why there's an awful lot of depression that comes on when it comes time to review the applicants for the Circle of Taste. To think you've got a British Vogue model, and what you've got now is a woman who very happily prances about with butter grease on her face. No, 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 no.
No can do.
No can do. This is the Phil Hendry Show podcast. I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm going to be talking here in a couple of minutes now to my son, Dylan. And guess what?
Here comes the rain again.
Being a parent.
Falling on my head like a memory.
What a drag.
Falling on my head.
Oh, God. God.
Hold on, kill it. What happened?
Oh, yeah, commercial. Water pick.
Oh, for God's sake. None of your business, Rick.
Oh, God damn.
This water pick commercial that shows a buildup of green, it looks like green crud between teeth, and then a fake dentist comes on and says, oh, you should water pick your... Thank God Steve and I both have glimmering white, almost unnaturally white teeth. And why is that? Because we go in for regular bleachings and regular peroxide treatments.
Like lovers do.
Yeah.
Walk with me like lovers do.
Yeah.
Here comes the green again. Stuck between my teeth like a memory. Stuck between my teeth, but...
You said between.
What did I say to you?
Sorry.
All right, we want to bring on my son, Dylan. He is my eldest. He's going to be 17 this summer. And I can't tell you how proud I am of this young man. He's talking to us from the cafeteria there at Western Estates High School. And Dylan and I have had a disagreement.
Yeah.
Dylan, you there, honey?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do what, honey?
I want to be on the...
Well, Dylan and I had a disagreement last week. I was getting ready to go to our gala, which is for the Bow Now and the How Now Brown Cow Foundation. And that's to get the big, big girls, you know, because a lot of the slender parents, they're good-looking, slender parents, but they give birth to the big, you know, Steve?
Yeah, just a big kid.
The big kid. Dylan knows a lot of these big kids that I'm talking about, right, Dylan?
Yeah, Mom.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I want to single them out and embarrass them.
Well, look, we're not going to talk about them. I want to talk to everyone here about, well, about something that you made a big issue out of the other night when I was getting, when Daddy and Mommy were getting ready to go where?
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Look, Dylan, this is your father speaking. You talk about it.
Yeah, whatever you said, Dad, okay.
Okay. Where was Mommy and Daddy going?
You're going to the gala.
We were going to our gala. For what?
The Brown Now and the How Now and the How. Shit.
When you get angry, you sound just like your father, you know that?
Come on, Dylan. Do like what Daddy would do.
That's what I'm worried about.
Don't be a smartass.
Don't be a smart mouth.
We were going to go to... You, Mommy and Daddy were getting ready to go to the gala.
Yes. And what did Mommy ask you to do?
You asked me to come in and zip up your skirt.
Yes, and what did you say?
I thought it was creepy.
Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen?
God, what's wrong with you, man? I'd jump at the chance to zip up that, you know?
Yeah, that's great, Dad. You're the husband. I'm a son.
Yeah?
We understand that, honey, and we know that... What are you intimating, anyway?
I felt creeped out.
And what?
Would you stop, okay? People are calling in now, Steve.
What, for me to shut up?
For you to shut up, yeah. Dylan, honey, it's Mommy. Look, when I ask you to zip up my skirt, what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with me zipping up your skirt so much as Dad's right there, he could do it. And then the other thing is you kind of look back at me and smile, you know, and you're all like wiggling your shoulders and stuff.
I'm very proud of my big, strapping, gorgeous son who's zipping up my skirt. You think, what is inappropriate about that?
You think the creeps, Mom, that's all.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, now I want you to stay on the line, Dylan. This is the thanks that a mother gets when she raises a son and dotes on him, when he becomes the apple of her eye, and in many ways when my husband isn't home. Yes, Dylan is my confidant. Dylan can escort me. Haven't you escorted Mommy to movies and to dinner and things like that?
Yeah, Mom, but God.
But what?
Go on, son.
Yeah, but I mean, God, do I got to do it all the time? And...
What are you intimating?
Well, it's just like, you know, at the end of the night, you go, okay, thanks, son. And you kiss me on the mouth and everything.
It's a mother's kiss. A mother's kiss to a son.
Jesus.
Ah, you just said Jesus.
You just took the Lord's name in vain.
We don't go to church. What difference does it make?
Because even though we don't go to church, we don't take the Lord's name in vain.
You don't believe he's the Lord.
I may not believe he's the Lord, but he's the Lord.
Yeah, he's the Lord. He's not the Lord to us, but he's the Lord.
Exactly. Do you hear what Daddy said?
No.
He said, he's not the Lord to us, but he's still the Lord.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, Dylan, this has been a very disappointing conversation. So, and you know what else is really terrible? The fact that when I had a problem, when I had my nails done, and we didn't have the help, and I asked you to help me wipe.
God.
See, that's when he starts sounding like his father.
God, you know, Dylan, you're more of a man.
It was a very simple request of a mother to a son. Would you help me wipe? Are you there? Well, he probably did what he usually hangs up on me. And you know something that is so disappointing for a son to hang up on a mother? When I think of the days that I spent nursing him back to health, I wish he was here right now because I've got an itch right here.
Oh, where?
Right on my right butt cheek. When I think of the days that I spent nursing that boy back to health, making his special favorite sandwiches, making the Nana sandwich that he likes. Dylan, if you're listening, doesn't Mommy make you the squished Nana sandwich? And all I asked him to do, because Amparo wasn't there, our help, was to wipe my ass because my nails weren't dry. Do you think I get any respect?
Not at all, no.
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's just one of those very, 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 you know, very disappointing things. Very, very disappointing when a son cannot do for a mother as the mother does do for a son. Well, we've talked to Annie Pounder Pelly, and let's see what else. We also talked to my son, Dylan. That's a work in progress. Now it's time for something we call Relationship Issues with me, Bobby Dooley. And we're using those sounds like, you know, Kenny Slag.
Yeah, Kenny Slag. Whoa, oh, Kenny Slag.
What was that?
That's what he goes. He does that. He goes, Kenny Slag, oh.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's so weird. Well, we've decided to do a little bit of it's not a Kenny Slag tribute, but we are using the same sound effects and everything. But the touch we put on it is, yeah.
What was that thing?
What'd you kill it? What did you say?
What was that thing?
Well, yes, I did intend that music to be for the Circle of Taste, but guess what?
Yeah, we're using it for something else now. Guess what?
Yeah, guess what? What are you going to do about it? It's time now for Relationship Issues with me, Bobby Dooley.
And me, Steve Dooley.
Turn it down. Did I say it was going to be with you?
No.
With me, Bobby Dooley. Steve, I'm just going to have him pop the music up the next time you talk.
Oh, hi.
Steve, what temperature is it?
It's fun.
See, now do you learn? Now you're learning, right?
Yeah. I want to. Yeah. God, you want to learn?
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. You talk, here comes that rain again.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Relationship Issues with me, Bobby Dooley. And today, as fate would have it, all right, Steve, I'll let you weigh in on a couple of things. Because today, we're going to talk about a problem that is unique to our family, but I know, in general, is not unique to other families. My husband, Steve, is an amazing lover.
Okay.
He really can bring it. He brings the lumber, there's no question. Steve, don't get all proud. But he does have a few issues. One of them is he is not able to achieve and maintain full erection if he's not in L.A. County, if he hears air conditioning, if he smells pork barbecuing. What else?
That's about it, I think.
All right, so keep in mind that this is a very unique set of criteria, but it is a larger issue that many men suffer from, and it's called erectile dysfunctional.
Let's go.
I said to shut your... It's called erectile dysfunctional. And it happens for my husband when there's pork cooking, there's air conditioning running, or he's not in L.A. County. And when I see that limp, you know what, I think to myself, Bobby, oh, Bobby.
Here comes the rain again.
Steve can't get it up. Steve can't achieve a full erection.
God dang it.
I want to walk in the, All right, so let's talk with Meiji Wilson. Meiji lives in the Palmetto phase, which borders our home. And she runs her air conditioning morning, noon, and night. And it did, as you all would imagine, affect my husband Steve in his sexual performances. Maisie's on the line with us here from Western Estates, again, in the Palmetto phase. We're in the Magnolia phase. Hi, Maisie.
Oh, hello, Bobby.
How old are you, Maisie, if you don't mind me asking?
I do mind you asking, but I'll tell you anyway. I am 81.
And, you do mind me asking?
I mind everything about you, but I live next to you, and I keep it chill because I like where I live, and I don't want to hear or see you.
Okay, so the other night, you had your air conditioning running.
Yeah, because it's been very hot in L.A., as everyone in Los Angeles is listening right now knows.
Yes, thank you. I know it's been hot in L.A., but you also got my flyer of this year, and we, of course, circulated every year.
Oh, no, don't I know it. You got a flyer every year that says your husband is not able to get a bone, can't get the boner.
That's not what it says.
All right, I know it, but essentially that's what it means, right?
The flyer says that my husband cannot achieve an erection.
All right, I just said he can't pop a boner. All right, so he can't achieve an erection when air conditioning's on.
Yes. And yet the other night, at 11 o'clock, on a Sunday night, because it said in the flyer, that's when Steve and I usually pair off.
Right, you pair off.
Well, what do you...
it's a weird thing to say you pair. Is there anybody else with you?
No.
Well, then you're pairing. You're with each other. You have to pair off.
Maisie, I'm not asking your opinion. I'm asking one question. Why did you turn your air conditioning on right at 11?
I turned my air conditioning on at 11, and I didn't know, nor did I. I wasn't thinking. I know you had a flyer that went out that said you and Steve pair off at 11. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just going to blow that off?
I'm not blowing anything off. Yes, the flyer did say that.
Okay. It's a weird thing.
Oh, it's a weird thing, but why did that air conditioning come on?
Because it was hot as fuck, all right?
Oh, my God. So we had to dump out of that. I'm hoping that we'll get her back on the line within the next... Oh, here she is here. Maisie, you cannot...
It was hot. It was hot.
You can't use that language.
It was hot.
Oh, wow, man.
Did you hear that?
Wow.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Rick Kanugian? Did you hear it, Rick Kanugian? What do you mean I don't have to keep saying your last name? It's your last name, isn't it? Did you hear that?
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Steve, tonight you and I will make another effort at... And once you do get it up, you bad.
Here comes the rain again.
Oh, wow.
Do you think you can do it tonight, Steve?
God, wow.
Well, what is that? Kill the music, will you, Rick? What does that mean?
Wow.
What does that mean? Rick Kanugian says it's because the old lady was screaming.
Well, putting all that expectation on me, I'll have performance anxiety and everything.
That's a very good point. That is a very good point. I didn't ask you a question, and I didn't ask your opinion, Rick Kanugian.
Yeah, Kanugian. Just keep it to yourself.
That's a very good point he makes. That old lady calling in and screaming the way she did gave Steve performance anxiety. And tonight, my husband will strip, get into bed, and lay there sweating like a hog, knowing that I'm going to roll over and demand what I usually demand, what any woman would demand. He's just been yelled at with the foul-mouthed old bag. He can smell me, and he can also hear the air conditioning going. The only saving grace is that we will be in L.A. County, Steve. Oh, wait a second. We're traveling to San Bernardino tonight. Oh, well.
Here comes the rain again.
Oh, wow.
Falling on my head like a memory. Falling on my head like a new emotion.
Well.
Oh, wow.
All right, Steve, knock it off, will you? That's going to be something we'll have to deal with. Or not. You know, maybe I won't feel like dealing with it. Maybe I will just say, Steve, why don't you go ahead and lay there and sweat, and I'll just find out where Dylan is.
Oh, wow, that's your son.
I'm kidding. Good Lord, like I would really actually consider that. I mean, if it came to that, you know.
Oh, wow.
People are calling in and asking you to shut up with the oh, wow. This has been The Phil Henry Show with me, Bobby Dooley.
And me, Steve Dooley.
Dylan.
And me, Dylan Dooley.
And... Rick Kanugian. We hope you've enjoyed us filling in for Phil Henry on the Phil Henry Podcast. Join us again next time we're on the Phil Henry Podcast. I don't know when that'll be. And Phil will be back tomorrow on a Phil Henry podcast.